Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast. I'm John Schaefer, and while the coronavirus pandemic has shut down our studios and kept us from bringing live bands in to do our usual sessions, we do have many years' worth of archives that are worth revisiting. This one is a 2011 appearance by John Batiste and Stay Human. Actually, Jonathan Batiste, as he was known back then. This was several years before The Late Show with Stephen Colbert would hit the airwaves and John and Stay Human would become the house band. These days, you might have seen John Batiste doing a kind of solo thing from his home to provide music for the current version of The Colbert Show. But back in 2011, there was nothing to stop the whole band from coming in and playing for us. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. So far on the show, we've been talking about music fans who love music but shy away from live concerts. I can assure you that Jonathan Batiste is not one of those people. By the age of 8, he was already playing music live on stage with the Batiste Brothers Band, which included his father and other members of the Batiste clan, one of the biggest musical families in New Orleans. Now at the ripe old age of 24, this piano-playing Juilliard grad has made his home in New York, but that doesn't mean he's left his roots behind. He gets his dose of the Crescent City through his relationships with musicians like Wynton Marsalis and his occasional cameos on the HBO drama Tremé. We'll talk more with Jonathan about all that in a moment, but first, some live music. This is Jonathan Batiste and his band with Thunder live on Soundcheck.
Gonna kill my vibe. I got news for you. You got to hold on. Oh, you got to hold on. You got to stay strong. Oh, you got to hold on.
That is Thunder from Jonathan Batiste and his band live on Soundcheck. Jonathan playing the piano and singing lead. Michael T playing bass and singing backup. Joseph Saylor playing drums. Ryland Kelly started off playing a drum machine, then switched to electric guitar. We heard Ibanda Ruhumbika playing the tuba and Eddie Barbash playing the saxophone. Guys, welcome to Soundcheck. Jonathan, a little bit of New Orleans here in our New York studios today. You heard the first part of the show. We had that listener late in the segment call in from New Orleans and say, hey, the reason you people don't like concerts, live music, is you're in the wrong city. You got to come to New Orleans. Is live music just like food and drink in the Crescent City?
Well, you can go anywhere and hear live music in New Orleans. You can go hear in the streets. You can go hear it at somebody's funeral. You get hear it when somebody's born. Mm-hmm. It's just music is functional. It's a part of the culture.
And people wouldn't dream maybe of not going to see live music?
Well, I hope not. Otherwise, I wouldn't have a job.
Yeah. All right. Now, you and your family, which seems to extend to half the musicians in New Orleans, just how big is the Batiste Brothers band and the wider Batiste family in New Orleans?
Well, my grandmother has seven sons, and they made a band together. That's the Batiste Brothers band. And then I have cousins that play that also played in the band. I think at a time the band was about 11 people. That was the biggest it was. Mm-hmm. Now it's seven, and I have like 30 cousins that play music.
And the noted clarinetist and teacher Alvin Batiste, who's older generation, is listed in some newspaper articles as not being related to you, but he's probably some kind of what, distant cousin or something?
Yeah, distant cousin through my grandfather, mm-hmm. who's a teacher of mine too.
And a teacher of yours.
Yes.
So was it expected of you as a kid that this was just the natural course of events? You would get older, or even not get older, just become a musician before that even happens?
It was a part of the culture, like I was saying before, so I was always exposed to it. But my parents really just let me have the freedom to kind of go and decide what I wanted to do. Mm. So I really was exposed to it, but I wasn't locked in until I was a teenager.
Right. So playing on stage by the age of eight, that you were just trying it out back then.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, just trying to figure it out, you know.
Now, you've got this kind of recurring character as Jonathan Batiste on Tremé, the HBO series, and you're not the only Batiste on the show. Wendell Pierce's character is Antoine Batiste, and
right.
he's a trombone player. He's a fictional Batiste, but
yep.
what does it say that they chose Batiste as the name for that guy, for that character?
They got a lot of Batiste in New Orleans.
Yeah. And a lot of them are musicians.
Yes.
So you got started on percussion and then switched
right.
to piano?
I started on the percussion because there was, you could always just grab a drum. And that was one of the things that I started doing when I was young. I grabbed the drum and I started to play with the band. But then later on, I realized that I was the youngest and they had three other drummers in my family. They were all great. Mm. So I decided to switch instruments. So I went to the piano.
All right. So it's like, you know, if your team is full of outfielders and you can throw, you start pitching or pick another position, right? So
right.
you end up at the piano. But you also play the melodica, or as you call it,
the harmonica board. Harmonica and a keyboard put together.
Yeah. I mean, most people would consider that a toy, but you're sort of making a case for this as a real instrument.
Oh, yes, indeed. I'm just trying to find a way to express myself.
Mm-hmm. What are you using in the next song that we're hearing, this tune called Shine?
This is a song written by Michael T., the bass player, and he's got a great concept of swing and also a concept of modern contemporary pop music,
mm-hmm.
and he kind of puts it together in this song.
All right.
So you're going to hear that.
And are you going to stick to the piano, or do we get to hear the melodica as well?
We'll hear it a little bit later.
All right. Here's another live performance. Let's hear them now in the Soundcheck studio with Shine. It's Jonathan Batiste and the band live on Soundcheck. Thank you.
don't know who to be or where to go. Let this shine, shine, shine. I'm gonna let this shine. Let this shine, shine, shine. I'm gonna let this shine. Let this shine, shine, shine. I'm gonna let this shine. Let this shine, shine, shine.
Very nice. Jonathan Batiste and the band, live on Soundcheck with Shine, a song written by bassist Michael T., who took the lead vocal duties on that one. Jonathan playing at and inside the piano for, at least at the beginning of that piece, called
yes.
Shine. Now, what is this jazz video game thing at the Jazz Museum in Harlem?
Oh, yes. So, the Jazz Museum in Harlem, located on 126 and Park Avenue.
And why should we come now?
Right now, we're creating a jazz video game. We're creating that along with four other young people, and they're going to be in the museum using Global Audio software, which is computer software using Adobe Flash and everything like that, creating the video game blueprint. Then after we're done, we're going to give it to a game designer, and everyone is going to be able to come and play the game in the museum.
So what's happening during these weekdays in the museum? Are you actually playing to video? I mean, what, how's that work?
Well, we'll be programming for half of the time, and the other half of the time we have people coming in playing. We'll be playing, and there'll be music and just field trips and things around Harlem. Different things to keep everybody engaged and simulated.
I want to try and see if we can get another song in here. Skip to My Lou.
Yes.
The old children's tune?
Absolutely.
Is this like, is this considered part of, I mean, do kids in New Orleans grow up still singing Skip to My Lou?
Well, for me, I heard that as a child, but the thing is, this is a part of a children's suite that I'm writing that we're going to release. So this is just a sample of the children's suite, which is 15 songs of that nature that I'm putting together.
All right. So Skip to My Lou is the tune, and Jonathan Batiste and the band are going to play us out with this live on Soundcheck. It's Jonathan Batiste and the band live on Soundcheck. You've been listening to an episode of the Soundcheck podcast from our archives. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. You can see and hear much more on our website. Check it out at newsounds.org.